First London General, 15th of June, 1916. Dear Edward, we have suddenly become very busy here and are expecting still more large convoys. In consequence, all leave has been stopped until further notice, a thing which has never happened while I have been here, busy as we have sometimes been.
France, 26th of June, 1916. Dearest Vera, the papers are getting rather more interesting, but I have only time to say adieu. Edward.
I believe I heard the guns here a day or two ago. What a clamour must be going on. First London General, 1st of July, 1916. Dearest Mother, the news in the paper, which was got at 4 this afternoon, is quite self-evident. London was wildly excited and the paper selling madly. Of course, you remember that Edward is at Albert, and it is all around there that the papers say the fighting is fiercest. Montauban, Fricourt, Mametz. I have been expecting this for days, as when Edward was here, he told me that the great offensive was to begin there, and of the part his own regiment had to play in the attack. Please be sure to wire me at once anything you may hear about him. Don't think you could tell me better in a letter, whatever it is. Naturally, I am very anxious indeed, and I want to know anything you may hear as soon as you hear it. In great haste.
France, 1st of July, 1916. Dear Vera, I was wounded in the action this morning, in left arm and right thigh. Hope to come to England. Don't worry. Edward.
France, 4th of July, 1916. Dear Vera, please excuse my audacity in addressing you in this way, instead of the stiff and formidable alternative, Miss Britton. Mrs. Britton once said that you had no objection to it. Also for me writing. But I've been thinking about you all more than usual lately, and know what a trying time you must be having. May Edward be as well looked after as I was out there. Thus I can wish him nothing better. Yours very sincerely, Geoffrey Thurlow.
Dearest Mother, I hope they will send Edward to England soon. I expect they will, but we hear hundreds, and probably thousands of them, are waiting to come across. As there are so many, the boats cannot take them quick enough. He might even come today, as the large number of officers we were expecting yesterday did not arrive. I think we are very lucky. His wounds in those places are not likely to be at all dangerous, though they may be painful and long in healing. At any rate, he is out of it for some time. It would be funny if he turned up here. I only wish he would. At last I can get a decent night's rest, which I haven't had since the battle began. There was an early morning convoy of officers into J. I went on duty in 32 as usual, and had not been there many minutes when suddenly I saw Miss George, who ran up to me and said, "Do you know your brother's in J?" Edward, in J? I scarcely knew where to turn. It was like some impossible novel that he should come to my hospital. Matron, kind for once, rang up to say my brother was in J, and I could go to see him. There was the dear, in bed, in blue pyjamas, struggling with a breakfast tray in one hand. The other sleeve was empty, and the arm below it stiff and bandaged. We could neither of us say much, but he smiled and seemed happier than he had been all through his leave. I think the splendid relief of having the great deed faced and over was uppermost in his mind.
The battalion was ordered to take part in the main attack, and only about 17 men and 2 officers came through altogether. The barrage lifted at 7:30, and I had to leave the first wave of our company. While we were waiting for the order to start, a whole lot of wounded from the first part of the show came crowding into the trench. That upset the men a good bit. And then just before we were supposed to go over, part of the Yorkshire regiment in front of us got into a panic and began to retreat. It looked like regular rot, and I can't remember just how I got the men together and made them go over the parapet. I only know I had to go back twice to get them. They'd followed me across the open for about 70 yards when I got hit the first time. That was in the thigh.